T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I really do appreciate all of you who emailed me this weekend with news about Sidney Powell and her apparent focus on Virginia coming up today, maybe, to, in her words, expose corruption in the elections here in Virginia, the way the votes were tallied. I need some specifics on what's being alleged here and how that is provable. Because as much as I would have liked to have seen the election results be different in Virginia, I'm not sure that they look much different, Democrat versus Republican, compared to what we've seen, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. Dave Boyer is the White House correspondent for the Washington Times, and he has been keeping a close eye on Sidney Powell, the attorney who has been so vocal about defending President Trump and calling out impropriety and maybe illegality. What's your take, Dave? Where do things stand this morning?
Well, good morning, John.
Sidney
Powell has been mainly focusing her efforts on Georgia, as you know, and she filed the lawsuit right before around midnight or before Thanksgiving last week, alleging widespread fraud with the Dominion voting systems machines in that state. Virginia seems like a much tougher slog to prove any kind of fraud. As you said, I think, the state has been trending Democratic for several years and several elections. And I honestly don't know if she's going to make any case there. But she is focused on in Georgia. And and says that the fraud in those voting machines extends to other places like Arizona.
And when we talk about fraud with the Dominion machines, what are we actually saying happened, or what is she claiming occurred?
She's claiming that the software can be and was manipulated by people we don't know exactly who. That so many tens of thousands of votes could be flipped, if you will, from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. The proof is in the pudding, and she has not actually said how that occurred or who did it, but she is alleging that the software and the machines are easily manipulated to carry out that kind of malfeasance.
It would seem to me that if that was true, it could be proven or disproven by taking some precincts and doing a hard hand examination of the actual printed ballots and comparing them to the data that the computer has. Has that been done? Am I missing that? Am I wrong to think that that's the way you prove or disprove this?
No, you're absolutely right, and it has been done in many places. And I don't know if you caught 60 Minutes last night. Chris Krebs, the guy who was in charge of Department of Homeland Security's election security system operation, said just that the hand count, the paper ballots have been counted in places like Georgia, and they showed that the tallies matched up with the machines. So in his view, that proves that there was no fraud. He found the same kind of thing in Wisconsin, where the Trump campaign paid $3 million for hand counts, hand recounts in Milwaukee County and Dane County, where Madison, a heavily Democratic town, is located. And they finished that up over the weekend, and they found the same essential thing, that if anything, not only were the counts, you know, largely accurate, but the vote totals actually increased slightly for Joe Biden, not for the president. And so it seems like the Trump team is just not able to prove these allegations in all of the cases that they brought so far.
I mean, it's awful to say, because I don't want people to cheat, but if there has been cheating, and if it's been on a widespread scale with the machines that actually tally the numbers, I want that exposed. It just keeps hitting a wall, it seems, and I'm trying, you know, I want to keep hope alive here, but I also have to be grounded in reality, and I'm searching for what I'm missing, because I've got so many listeners who are extremely excited about Sidney Powell's lawsuits and keep telling me, hang in there, John, we're going to show you that this is true, and yet it doesn't seem to reveal itself, unless I'm missing something.
Not yet. I think you're right. It's just not, it hasn't been brought out yet. There's a couple cases, and I know the attorney Lynn Wood in Georgia got a ruling, an interim ruling to quote unquote freeze any actions on the Dominion machines over the weekend. But that's an preliminary injunction. It's an interim action. It doesn't actually prove anything. It's just an intermediate step. And so, and you know that the clock is against the president here. The Electoral College Board is meeting to vote on to finalize and certify the election on December 14th, which is now only 2 weeks away.
Yeah. What is the story that the U.S. military seized computer servers overseas? I keep seeing that come up, and I've got some friends who I would normally give a great deal of credence to, who swear to me that that is true. Is that true? I mean, have we verified that? And my next question would be, so what? They've got some sort of server. What comes of that? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know, John. I have not been writing about that particular issue. And I know there's been allegations that the ballots were, quote unquote, counted in Germany and Spain on these through these computerized systems. Again, Chris Krebs, the man who the president fired from the Homeland Security, said that's absolutely not true, that all the ballots that were cast in the United States were counted in the United States.
Yeah. Gosh, it's such a tough situation to be in, because we know that there were so many lies that were said about President Trump 4 years ago as he started in office, that I think it's reasonable for a smart, decent, responsible citizen to, you know, second guess everything they're told by government officials and by quote unquote deep state folks. But then objectively, when you look at the data and you look at the information that's out there, it's so far it's been hard to reach the conclusion that this has been rigged, as much as I am sympathetic to that argument.
You're right, John. It's really hard to look at this whole process with an objective eye, given the campaign from the left that's gone on against President Trump for the last 4 years. And I do see that point. I think one thing that could have prevented a little bit of suspicion among the president's supporters is if some more states had allowed the mail ballots to be counted before Election Day, and because the results,
so the numbers were solid,
so the numbers were more consistently being counted as the days wore on leading up to Election Day. I think when you had this phenomenon where a lot of states did not allow the counting until Election Day happened, The in-person votes were being tabulated on election day, and then all of a sudden you had these waves of mail-in ballots that were counted and erased the president's lead in many states, and that just looks suspicious.
Right. That's an interesting dynamic that certainly when we do the look back at how this has been executed, that needs to be examined. Dave Boyer is the White House correspondent for the Washington Times newspaper. Dave, I appreciate you coming on, and you know, maybe we'll talk to you again as the week unfolds and we get more information. Thank you.
Good talking to you, John. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.